Hey there. The name is Big Riggins, and I love anything on wheels. And this is my little one.
Hi, I'm Lil Riggins. My dad is a mechanic, which means he fixes up vehicles.
That's right. If a contraption has wheels, wings, propellers, or springs, and can take you from one place to another, you can bet that I can fix it.
Today, we're visiting a construction site. Dad, put on this yellow helmet, and then we can check out all the construction vehicles.
All right.
Is your helmet on, Dad?
My helmet is on, and I'm ready.
Then let's go.
Somebody's excited.
Construction vehicles are my favorite vehicles in the whole world. There are so many different types, and they all do really special things.
I'll tell you what, Lil Riggins. Since you love construction vehicles so much, why don't you show me around?
Really?
Really? What's that vehicle over there?
That's a crane.
And what do cranes do?
Cranes can lift heavy things really high in the air. They have a ladder-like thing with a hook on the end, and you can attach stuff to it. And then the ladder thing extends and lifts the stuff really high into the air.
And why, pray tell, would you want to lift something heavy into the air?
Cranes are used to build tall things, like buildings. They carry building materials into the air that people couldn't lift themselves. And they're really cool.
Very nice. And what about this machine right here?
Oh, that's a dump truck. Dump trucks can be loaded up with all kinds of dirt and junk that gets moved away from construction sites.
Right. Dump trucks have big tires and an articulated flat bed, which can be angled down, dumping everything out of the back of the...
Dad, I thought you said I would be doing the explaining.
Whoops. You're right. Looks like there's another construction vehicle over there. What's that one? The one with the big shovel thing?
That's an excavator. That big shovel thing is called a bucket, and it is used for digging in the ground.
You got it. The bucket is attached to a boom and arm, which is powered by hydraulic cylinders and controlled by the construction worker in the cabin, the excavator.
Dad, you're doing it again.
Golly, you're right. Sorry about that, Lil Riggins. I guess I get a little overexcited about construction vehicles, too. Why don't you show us the next vehicle?
The next vehicle is the concrete mixer truck, also known as a cement truck. These trucks are really cool because they have this giant spinning drum that mixes cement and sand and water to make concrete.
And what do construction workers use concrete for?
Oh, all kinds of things, like sidewalks and columns and heavy walls.
Wait a minute. This concrete looks all goopy. How is this mucky gray gunk supposed to do that?
'Cause, Dad, when the concrete is wet, you can shape it like clay. But when it dries, it becomes really hard and really strong.
Hoo-wee! You sure know your stuff, Lil Riggins.
Thanks, Dad.
Now, what's this vehicle right over here?
That's my favorite construction vehicle of all, the bulldozer.
I'm glad it's your favorite, because that's the construction vehicle we came here to fix.
Really?
Yep. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the bulldozer, Lil Riggins?
Okay. The bulldozer is my favorite construction vehicle. It's really, really strong and is used to push soil and sand and rocks and heavy things in front of it with this big metal scooper in the front called a blade.
You sure know your stuff, buddy. You want to help me count the tires?
Dad, you know bulldozers don't have tires.
Then how do they move around?
They move around on tracks.
Right you are. Bulldozers have caterpillar tracks. These tracks are big, long rubber mats that sit under the body of the bulldozer. The mats are looped around these wheels. And when the wheels spin, the rubber tracks roll the bulldozer forward and back.
And when the caterpillar tracks move, it looks like the bulldozer is crawling on the ground, kinda like a caterpillar.
Exactly.
But why do bulldozers have tracks instead of tires?
Bulldozer tracks allow the bulldozer to move around, even on the roughest and rockiest of terrain. Tires can slip in mud and sand and ice, but the tracks grip the ground real solid, which keeps the bulldozer from slipping. The tracks are what make bulldozers special. So, you want to count the tracks?
Okay. One track.
Two tracks. Bulldozers have two tracks, one on each side of the vehicle. And the tracks are what we are aiming to fix.
What's wrong with them?
Well, the tracks are supposed to move when the wheels inside spin. The problem is, the wheels won't move the tracks.
I see. The wheel spins, but the track won't move with it.
Looks like a repair is in order, and I'm fixing to fix it. There. That should do it. Let's hop into the cabin to turn on the bulldozer and see if it works.
Dad, with bulldozers, it's not called a cabin. It's called a cab.
My goodness, Lil Riggins. You sure know your stuff about construction vehicles. Then how about we get in the cab and turn the bulldozer on?
Sure.
Now, let me turn on the engine and see if we can get the tracks to move.
You did it, Dad! The bulldozer is moving forward!
Well, since it's fixed, how about you and me drive it over to that big mound of sand over there and move it to the other side of the construction site?
Really?
Sure. I already got permission from the construction foreman, and he said we'd be doing him a favor.
Then let's go! This is awesome!
Real pleased you like it. Now let's keep moving around this sand.
Fun. Thank you.
Thank you, little buddy. You always help me out, and I'm glad we can have fun together. But it's getting late now.
Yeah, and I'm getting sleepy.
Then I think it's time we stop bulldozing and start regular dozing. So let's get you to bed.
Can we sing our driving song?
Anything for you.
Driving my bulldozer circles go round. Trucks and trains, tractors and cars, all the vehicles under the stars. Backhoes and bikes and fancy limousines. How I love my dream machines. Driving my bulldozer all over town. Singing our song as the sun goes down.